I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Iran and the United States held hours of indirect negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program, but walked away without a deal. It leaves the danger of another Middle East war on the table as the U.S. has gathered a massive fleet of aircraft and warships in the region. Oman's foreign minister mediated the talks in Geneva and said there had been significant progress in the negotiation without elaborating. In the Senate, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says they agree with President Trump. Iran must not have nuclear weapons.
The notion of America going to war, the Constitution makes it clear the American people have the last word through members of Congress. If the president really wants to go to war, put troops in the field, he needs to come to Congress for authority.
Iranian state television reports Tehran is determined to continue enriching uranium and wants international sanctions lifted. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue.